It's time for Growing Help, the show determined to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Because you are extraordinary! And now, it's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello there, and welcome to Growing Hope. I am Catherine Lang, your face of encouragement, voice of encouragement, just your encourager extraordinaire. I know that when we are fueled by encouragement, encouragement actually instills courage into our hearts, and it gives us the boldness to step out into our possibilities. So when I'm invested in encouragement, I'm growing boldness, not just in the people where I am sharing encouragement, but in my own heart as well. So get invested in encouragement. And you can start by following through with the steps that we're taking this week, which is a process to keep caring, to keep investing in other people, to keep being engaged intentionally with the people around you. Today, we are focused on how caring strengthens our bonds. And, you know, I mentioned this week that caring connects us. It actually intertwines us. It weaves us together. And the more we are invested in caring, the stronger those bonds become. So that someone who does just kind of a passing caring a moment, you know, oh, I care about you. Oh, I'm sending you flowers during this time. Oh, I brought you a meal. That connection, that bond is not as strong as someone who shows up at your house after you announce a bad thing has happened, or who every day is messaging you, how can I help you today? Or who has been beside you and walked beside you during these struggles for a long period of time, for years, decades. The more we are invested in caring for people, the stronger the bond becomes. And the stronger the bond, the more difficult it becomes for the world or the enemy or circumstances of any type to break that connection. So when you are looking at how caring strengthens bonds, you see that it creates a commitment. It enhances your confidence. It makes room for growth. It fosters a sense of belonging, and it nurtures peace. And who doesn't need more peace? We had the opportunity to attend a church, and I felt like they cared about us. I felt like they were invested in us. They talked to us when we were there on Sundays. They talked to us when we were there for special events. They occasionally reached out in between, very, very occasionally, but occasionally when I had a situation, they made sure we had meals. And then we had a major situation come up. And when they came to me and said, how can we help? And I proposed a way they could help. Instead of investing in our family, they chose to say, oh, we'll be praying for you. And don't get me wrong, I appreciate prayers. I'm a huge proponent of prayers in agreement in particular, because prayers of agreement are powerful weapons against the enemy. But when they chose to ask how they could help and dismiss how they could help, it showed me that the caring level was very, very low bar. They were more concerned about people outside the church than they were people inside the church. And it was a very crushing blow for me. And I had to think about what church was, because the caring level wasn't there. So I didn't have a bond to the community. And when I didn't have a bond to the community, I felt lost. I felt unanchored. And when we are unanchored in this world, we're tossed around and we're beaten up. So we need to be invested in caring to the point that we create the bonds, not just for us, but for the other people who are searching for their way to stay anchored during the storms. So the first thing that we're talking about is how, when you're looking at strengthening bonds, understand that caring creates commitment. When I truly invest in you and I consistently engage with you, I create a commitment to you. One of my closest friends, dearest friends, lives in Florida. Have not seen her in decades. But the bond that we share is unbreakable. We have invested in each other's lives consistently over the decades. And because we have consistently invested in each other over the decades, we're bonded together. When something hurts her, it hurts me. And I look for a way to be a support and an encouragement. When something hurts me, it hurts her, and she does the same. We're woven together. We have a bond that ties us together no matter the distance between us. That's the kind of bonds we need to be building. And when we invest in caring for people, then that's what happens. We create a commitment to them. I have an expectation to help you. When I truly care for you, I have an expectation to help you. I don't know what your expectation is, and it's not my place to dictate your expectation, but my expectation is to be an assistance and an encouragement to you. That's my side. That's my part of the caring process. So when I'm invested in caring for you, then I am committed to being a value, a help, a possibility. However you want to look at it, I am there to be that in this journey because that's what happens. I have a commitment because I care about you. The second thing is that caring enhances confidence. The more I know you care about me and the more that I care about you, the more confident I become in the relationship. I have complete and utter confidence in my husband. 9 times out of 10, I can tell you what he's going to say or do before he does it because I have been investing in caring for him since before he knew it. Took me 3 years to get him to pay attention. So I have 3 years on him in this whole investment situation. But I am invested in caring for him, and I am confident in that bond that we have together because he cares for me. I can sense it. I can feel it. He says it. He shows it. And I care for him. I am expecting to be invested in his life. And that has created such a strong bond that even when we don't like each other, and there are those days, even when we don't like each other, that bond still holds because it is cemented in caring for one another. And that has continued to grow over the years. As we have grown, so has the caring grown. When we invest in caring, then the confidence is I can ask you to help and you will. That's what I thought I had at the church. I thought I had that level of caring. Yes, it's on me because I totally didn't pay attention to the warning signs, but I had an expectation of caring. Because I had confidence in the caring connection, I was vulnerable and reached out. Once you get bit, the challenge then becomes to not look at that one situation as you're going forward. It starts with loving God. There's no other way around it. The more invested I am in loving God, the more confident and caring I can be in other relationships. So as I love God and grow, I can then recommit to caring for the people that I encounter, and I can be vulnerable in those connections that I've created. Only in the last couple of weeks have I truly started being vulnerable in those connections and being raw and honest in those connections. And I had to go through a lot of storms in order to get to the place where I allowed myself to completely and totally open up because I had such a bad experience with caring. Caring creates confidence, and a superficial caring can crush confidence. So be invested in that deep down anchoring caring for your life and for the lives of the people that you're caring for. The third thing, caring makes room for growth. When we know there are people out there that care for us and that we're confident in that bond that we've created through that caring, then we have the courage, the boldness to take a step because we're not alone. How awesome is it to know that there's people out there that have your back? And when you know that there are people out there that have your back and that are supporting you and that are cheering you on, then you're bolder in moving forward in your possibilities. And the more that you're moving forward, the bolder that you get, the more you grow, the more you're willing to learn, the more you're willing to discover, the more you're willing to reveal. Sometimes it's in the revealing, in the exposing, in the being raw that we find the most growth. That was my very experience just a few weeks ago. I just got raw. And in doing so, I understood more about my journey, and it's allowed for a lot of breakthroughs in what I'm doing, in my physical being, in my spiritual being, and in my mental being. Because there were people who cared enough to allow me that space to grow. That's what caring does. It gives us space to grow into what we're designed to be. When we have that true, engaged, anchoring, caring around us. The fourth thing is that caring will foster a sense of belonging. When I know people, when you know people care about you, when you care about people, you find that you belong together. You want to be together. We have a Wednesday night group at church that comes. We have a meal, then we have study time and fellowship time, lots of fellowship time, especially when the pastor's away. So we're invested in each other and we're spending time together. I feel like I belong to that group. I miss it when I'm not with that group because I can feel that they care about me, that they are invested in me, that if I asked, if I text them when I'm in a bad place, I know that they're going to pray for me. And to have that kind of caring in your life is sustaining. There are times when we come up against a struggle or a storm, and all we need is something to sustain us for a moment, for a breath, so that we can see beyond the storms and recognize that the storm is going to pass and then move forward. But without that caring, we get tossed. We lose our anchor. Caring fosters a sense of belonging that allows us to anchor ourselves so that when the storms come, we're not tossed around. We hold firm. Even if we bend and even if we have to be flexible in the journey, we hold firm. We're soundly invested. We're bonded to this group that we belong to through that caring. If you do not have people in your life right now, yes, your family. Family is very important, but outside of your family, because sometimes the storms are your family and you need to reach past that. Find a church, start a group, join an online group if that's where it needs to go, but get invested in caring and around people that will care for you as well. The fifth thing is to understand that caring nurtures peace. When I am more invested in caring for you than I am in being right, then I can create a place of peace. I can choose to And it's something I've had to practice. I can choose to let your statement of inaccuracy be allowed to stand. I don't have to tell you that the statement that you made is not truly accurate. Even if it's not wrong, it's not fully accurate. And unfortunately, I taught my children this ability to see the details, to look for those details. And so oftentimes I get corrected that I'm not completely right in my statement. But when I'm more invested in the caring process and in the bonding process and in the growth process, then I let things go that normally before I might have argued. I let it go because the peace is more valuable to the connection than the correction. The peace is more valuable to the connection than the correction. I am much more likely to go to someone when I am trying to figure something out, someone that I know cares about me and that is constantly invested in peace, and asking them to be honest with me about this question. And when I go to someone and I ask them openly, honestly to help me, then I am open to being helped. But when someone tries to force me because they are more invested in being right than they are in being caring, then I'm less likely to listen. My guard goes up. So when we choose to invest in caring more than we invest in being correct, we foster a peace that allows that bond to tighten and strengthen and grow. We need to find ways to be invested in people by caring for them. When we keep on caring, we open doors. We build connections and bonds instead of fences and walls and boxes. Caring makes a way. When we are caring for other people, we're strengthening the bonds that hold us to each other and anchors us through the storms. So remember, caring creates commitment. Caring enhances confidence. Caring makes room for growth. Caring fosters a sense of belonging, and caring nurtures peace. Find a way, find multiple ways to get invested in caring today. Start with that superficial if that's all you've got, and then begin to dig deeper. Send a card, send a note, send an email, send a text message, make a phone call. But be invested in caring, so that you can strengthen the bonds that will give you the courage and the encouragement to walk boldly in your unique design. Thank you so much for joining me for today's Growing Hope. We are going to continue this journey of keeping on over the next several weeks. So I encourage you to join each day and to share with friends so that we can walk this journey together. If you are looking for more individual focused understanding of your journey, let's get on a call together. Just go to KatherineLang.com, KatherineLang.com, and there is a button there. Sign up for a free phone call today. You've got it in you. Let's get it done. Until next time, and all that you're doing, remember, be blessed and be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us for Growing Hope with Katherine Lang, where we are sharing hope, encouragement, and inspiration to do more. Visit www.katherinelang.com to invite Katherine to be part of your event or to share your own stories of possibility living. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope planted and nurtured will grow up into a world of possibilities.